We're doing Brachot, we're up to Chavdalid, Amar Aleph. We're about 10 lines into the lines. You see the two dots? It says, Amar Mar. So we're quoting, we said earlier that if two people are under the covers, and in their days they used to go to sleep without clothing, so then we have an issue. How could you read Shema when one is revealed, or when one is under the covers with someone else who's revealed, and their heart is revealed? So the heart also is described as something that sees things. So the heart also, so to speak, cannot be exposed to uncovered private parts. And if under the covers it's exposed to it, so then that's problematic halachically. So okay, now we'll analyze it. Amal mal, we said previously, each one turns around and reads Shema. So if a husband and wife are in bed, and then the husband wants to read Shema, they each turn around and they can read Shema. So the Gemara asks, how come a person can do that, but he himself is uncovered? So he's uncovered in front, he's uncovered from behind. How could he read Shema? So Rashi learns that the question is that the couple are touching in their backs. But the Rashba learns, the Ravid learns, that it's talking about a person himself. That it says in the Torah, "Velo yira'e becha ervat davar." A person is prohibited from having his private parts revealed, even if he himself isn't seeing it. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to go with that. That let's say a person is uncovered, but he can't see it. Let's say he has a tube, you know. What do they call those? Bathing tubes. What do they call? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a tube around his waist. So he can't see himself uncovered. He's not wearing a bathing suit, but he can't see it. Can he read Shema? So the Rashba learns, no. So long as, if it's uncovered, if it's visible, even if you can't see it, that's still prohibited. And it doesn't matter if it's your own or someone else's. You'll stand there and close your eyes. Who cares? The Jerusalem Talmud says, let's say it's nighttime and it's dark and you can't physically see it. It's still prohibited. That's called that there are private parts revealed in your territory, in your machane, and so it would be prohibited from saying anything holy. So how could a person read Shema if under the covers he's uncovered? If he's completely under the covers? Answers the Gemara, that would be a support to Ravuna, that the only part that's considered erva, that if it's revealed the person may not read Shema, is the front part, the male organ, the female organ, but the back part of a person, so that's not considered erva. Leima misaya le Ravuna. Let's bring another support to Ravuna. The Mishnah says in Chala, we have a biblical mitzvah that when a person mixes flour and water of a certain volume, so he must take off a piece of that dough to give to the Kohen, and the piece of dough that he takes off for the Kohen is called challah. That's biblically, it's called challah. We today borrow the term to you to call the bread we make for Shabbos challah for whatever reason. But the real challah, the biblical challah, is that dough that's taken off to give the Kohen. So maybe the Mishnah in challah says, "Haisha yoshevet v'kotzala challata aruma," that a woman who is making dough, and she happens to be sitting in the house without clothing, so then in that state she may also take off challah, which it's understood to mean that she may even make the blessing on the taking off of the challah. Because she could cover her private parts by sitting on the floor. So the only private part that for her would be problematic for making a blessing is her female organ, which she could sit on the floor, and then that's covered up. So then a man can't cover himself up on the floor, but a woman could. So then she can make the blessing. But a man could not. So we understand from that that only the front part or the bottom part of a woman is considered something that if it's uncovered, that's called erva, that would preclude her making any blessings. But the back part is permitted. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, that's not a support of this halacha of Rav Huna's, because that's talking about a scenario where the woman made an effort to flatten herself completely on the ground, and then the ground can cover her all the way through the back, and that would be okay. That's what we're talking about. But who says that the back part of a person, that's not considered erva? This would not be a support. That's what the Gemara says.
But hair is erva anyway.
No, hair is not erva.
Ah,
but not for herself. It's a good point. It's a good point. Technically, tefach beisha erva. So here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this answer of the Gemara, that really the back part of a person is considered erva. It's only if a woman can flatten herself out on the ground and then cover herself with the ground. The Magen Avraham says no. From this Gemara, the Gemara is just saying this isn't the proof, but at the end of the day, we go with Rav Huna because we say that this quote was a support of Rav Huna. So the second, the Mishnah and Chala is not necessarily a support, but the first quote, the first Braisa, where it said that a person can go under the covers with his wife and they could just turn around and make and say Shema, that is a support, that you see that the back part of a person is not considered Erva. Yeah?
How is it that
that's the Rashba. The Shulchan Aruch isn't going with the Rashba. This issue of being revealed. Now, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yesh Misha Omer, there are those that say that by a woman, being that her private part is really internal, so then it's never considered by her Liba Roe Esaerva. So where would be a nafkamina? Let's say a woman weren't wearing any underclothing, she was just wearing a robe. So then there's no pause between her heart and her erva. Or a woman wants to go to mikveh. So then when she's going to the mikveh, she's not wearing anything. So how could she make a blessing? So according to this opinion, there's no problem. But the Bach disagrees. The Bach says, you see in our Gemara that it is considered erva by a woman. And that's why the Bach says no. Now the Rama says that if she's not wearing any clothing, so then she does have to cover herself in the ground. If she were wearing something, that would be different. But once she's not, like the case of the Mishnah and Chala, then she has to cover herself. And that's how we go. The women, when they make a blessing in the mikveh, they go waist deep into the water and they shake the water around and they make the blessing. So then the bottom half of their body is covered in the water, and the upper half is outside the water, and then the heart, so to speak, does not see the erva. So the Magen Avraham wants to explain that really, by a woman, it's never considered that her erva is exposed to her heart. Because there isn't a direct line of eye, of vision between the two. The Magen Avraham says it's just based on that Rashba, that if a person's erva is revealed, even if they can't see it themselves, they're still prohibited from saying anything holy. And that's why a woman, in our case, in the Gemara, the woman has to sit on the ground. The Rama brings the next point, which is what you asked. What about a woman's own hair? So we say that there are two types of erva. There's erva that's prohibited because that's a global erva. So the person's own private part is a global erva. And then if that's revealed or if he could see it, then he couldn't make any blessing. Then there's erva that's only erva towards someone else. For example, a woman's hair. If a woman's hair is uncovered, so then the Rama says, and he wants to say that's what the Rosh says, the woman herself can say Shema, she can make blessings. That's not the same erva as her private parts. For someone else, then that's what the Rama wants to understand in the Rosh. Let's say there were two women sitting in the room. And one of them wanted to make a blessing. So she can't make a blessing because the other woman is revealed. For the woman herself, that's okay. For someone else, that's not okay.
Even though it's two women?
Right, even though it's two women. Yeah, that's what the Rama wants to say from the Rosh.
I think that's covered that.